I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media, but y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with three complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do. Hey, y'all. All right. So this episode is going to be a little different than our usual episodes. Last month, I did my first live podcast at the I Hope Women's Business Center Motivate Her SC conference, where I had the opportunity to chat with lots of entrepreneurs about lessons they've learned about business and what has contributed to their success. As y'all know, here at the Solopreneur Hustle, we're all about transparency. So I'm here to give you all a peek behind the curtain at what it really requires to build a successful business and what goes on behind the scenes, you know, maybe some things that you wouldn't see posted on social media. So in this episode, I'm sharing a culmination of wisdom gems dropped by entrepreneurs at the Motivate Her SC conference. Now, before I cue these clips, I want to take a moment to tell you all a little bit more about the Motivate Her SC conference. The Motivate Her SC conference is dedicated to uplifting and empowering women from all walks of life. This conference featured a variety of different workshops, panel discussions, and keynote speeches, all designed to empower and educate conference attendees. Now, the topics discussed at this year's conference included leadership, career development, entrepreneurship, and even self-care. If you missed this year's conference, which again was last month, you definitely missed out, but don't worry. The I Hope Women's Business Center has events designed to empower you and your business all throughout the year. So what I'm going to do is paste the link to the I Hope Women's Business Center's website down below in the description for this episode so you can check it out. If you are located in South Carolina, specifically in the Lowcountry, the Greater Charleston area, then you definitely need to connect with the I Hope Women's Business Center. And if you're not in the Lowcountry, then girl, make that drive. I go to their events all the time, and I can't tell y'all how many times I meet people who drive from Greenville or Columbia down to the Lowcountry for events. They're definitely worth it. The first entrepreneur we'll hear from today is Miss Dorothea Bernique, who's the founder and executive director of the Increasing Hope Financial Training Center. Increasing Hope is an organization that helps people learn how to manage their money so they can manage their lives. Increasing Hope is a nonprofit financial training center with a passion to see individuals and families become educated, enriched, and empowered in the area of personal finance. Now, the I Hope Women's Business Center was born as a result of increasing hope. And today, Ms. Dorothea shares a message to inspire and uplift entrepreneurs who may be just getting started and trying to find their way. And just a quick disclaimer before this clip comes in, y'all. So this was my first live podcast and the room got a little bit louder than I expected. And so I got a little bit of feedback in the audio when I went back and listened to it after the conference. I did my best to make it as easy to listen to as possible, but I had to do a little bit of finagling to remove some of the background noise. And even you can hear that our voices are very elevated because the room is so loud. So anyways, just be patient with me when you're listening to this. And I hope that even though some of these first clips are a little bit difficult to hear, that you still find value in the gems that are dropped. So I'm trying to work on being less of a perfectionist and kind of focusing on seeing the bigger picture. And so that's what this is about for me in this moment. So anyways, I hope you all enjoy these clips.
Now, can you tell our listeners what you are the most proud of about your business?
Oh my goodness. I think I'm most proud of my business being able to be a blessing to others in the community. That is so powerful to me. That is to live a life of servant leadership and to be able to pour into individuals and to help them engage on the same journey that I've been on, to see themselves come to the realization of their vision and their dream. Oh my God, it gets me running, girl. It gets me running. It keeps me going. And there's nothing like being in your sweet spot. There's nothing like being on purpose. And so doing this keeps me on purpose.
Ooh, and purpose is so powerful. I'm going to ask you one more follow-up question. What is the most important lesson you've learned about business that you would like to share with entrepreneurs who are just starting out and trying to find their way?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I think I would share with entrepreneurs out there, ladies, be patient. Don't give up too soon. Yeah. We will reap if we faint not. Mm-hmm. We will reap if you don't give up. And so it might not come tomorrow. It might not come in 2 years. But I'm going to tell you, if you will stay on track, there will be a season and a time in your business where the blessings will be chasing you down, and you don't have to run to keep up. But it's going to come from your diligence. It's going to come from your faithfulness. It's going to come from your tenacity. It's going to come from your willingness to hang in there during the rough times and the tough times. If you've been called to do it, He is going to bring it to pass. So wait on that vision. Write the vision. Wait on it. It might tarry, but it will come to pass.
All right, the next entrepreneur we'll hear from today is Nisha V. Frazier, who's a mom of four and Air Force veteran who helps entrepreneurs find their confidence so they can show up in their content. Nisha shares some insight with us here today about how to build your confidence as a business owner.
I feel like I can't give that answer without sharing how much I struggle with confidence, right? Like how much even current day as we sit at this women's conference with my hair looking some type of way, with my feelings feeling some type of way, and yet here I am having the audacity to get in front of people and have conversations with people who I know can catapult future Nisha and help future Nisha set up for success. So I say that largely it's around the fact that if you're struggling with confidence, I think I talk often to two types of people. They're often overthinkers or they're perfectionists. They typically fall into one of those two categories. And what I often try to get you to highlight, the more surface level, is that you have to understand that when you're that focused on how you look, how you present, what you're doing wrong, you are too focused on yourself and not focused enough on how you can deliver value to your audience.
What's your impact?
Correct. You are way too focused on yourself. So that's a quick shift that you can make, is how overthinking, how being perfect is delaying the opportunity for your audience to get to you, because they're looking actively for a solution, right? Like they are actively looking for someone to solve their problem and they're looking for you, but they can't find you yet because you're stuck in your feelings, you're stuck in your head, right? And so that's the first one. The second one is largely around, like, you have to be sick of yourself. you have to be really sick of yourself. And me being someone who was a former procrastinator, someone who struggled with a lot of doubt, a lot of self-sabotage, a lot of what I preach and what I practice and what I teach is about self-leadership. And it's all about agency in yourself. And it's all about like realizing how much you are delaying your own success because you can't get over your own, can I curse on this?
Yes.
Your own shit, right? Like you can't get over your own past, your own mistakes, right? And find that if you can really dig deep into the root of that, like you can get sick enough of not producing the results, having your Januaries look exactly like the December every single year. If you get sick enough, you are going to start to get over yourself. And it's going to be full of flaws. It's going to be imperfect. But that's what's going to ultimately make your audience resonate with you. They're going to love that you struggling.
Authenticity.
They love that, right? Like they love that you are struggling to push through. I am full of anxiety. Full of riddled with anxiety about all these people I don't know, but I am making it my goal. I set one intention every time I do things. There's one intention to meet a new person who is really a someone who's truly going to set future Nisha up. I think about future Nisha all the time, right? And so I think about past Nisha and all she struggled with, but I think about future Nisha all the time.
All right, next we hear from Dr. Sherita Howard, who is actually the keynote speaker for the conference. And Dr. Howard is a U.S. federal tax attorney and CPA. She's based in Atlanta, Georgia, and also splits her time between Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, and Puerto Rico. In this clip, Dr. Howard shares how she got her first multi-million dollar major client.
Ironically, I started working for the government at 17 years of age.
Oh my gosh, it's so
nice. I went to college at 16, so quite interesting all by itself as far as recruiting. And so, you know, that's the only job I knew. That's the only environment that I knew. And I found myself, ironically, being dropped in the middle of Iraq and Afghanistan after everything happened with 9/11 in the book that I did. And so that experience alone was an eye-opener because one, I'm not in the military, but the work that I did, obviously the Dell Financial had me there. And so there were a lot of things that I observed at the same time. I was a new mom. And so here I am on the other side of the world going through something that is completely out of my wheelhouse only because of my skill set. The skill set that I have, I actually speak, read, and write 8 different languages. One of them is Arabic and one is Farsi. So me being in financial is how I was on the other side of the world in this scenario. I had an epiphany that, you know what, life really does matter. Let me go home and be a mom, and had made the conscious decision to say, you know what, I'm going to take the offer of the early retirement that the government was asking. And I'm sure they weren't expecting me to do that since I was so young.
Right.
And I was like, I'm just going to figure out something else to do.
A great opportunity.
Exactly. So during that time of me working for the government, I already had a side hustle anyway, doing accounting and doing taxes and there of the like. And at that time, my side hustle was actually at the same number as my regular W-2 jobs. It was like, okay, yeah, I can make a nice transition out of this scenario. Ended up leaving, started my company. Actually, my boss, that was also my mentor all those years, he decided to retire and said that he would help me, and he became my partner at my company. So here I am out and about. I think we're 6 months down the line, and we get a phone call from the U.S. government asking if we would take them on as a client.
The U.S.
government became my first major client, and that contract was for $5 million over 2 years. That's when I knew I had did the next thing. That's when I knew I had made the right move, because I had became more powerful and more of an actual value add, not being an employee with my skill set and learning how to understand that, I was really a unicorn, and I had not known I was a unicorn. And I had learned how to be able to take my wings and just fly them on.
Yeah. All right, next we hear from Ms. Darlene Sanders Perry, who's the owner of Healing Hands Companions LLC, which is a home care business that also sells medical supplies. Ms. Darlene shares some advice that helped her get her business off the ground.
First of all, I would say follow your dream. Don't ever give up. Do your due diligence and research what your skill sets are and find people that's going to help you along the way to enhance your vision.
Ooh, that's so good. Community is so important and we have to reach out for help.
Next, we hear from Sonya Wilson Bailey, founder and CEO of Whole Women in Progress, where she assists women on their journey to wholeness by renewing their mind, rebuilding their bodies, and restoring their souls. Ms. Sonya shares a message with us about building confidence.
I would first of all tell them to definitely invest in themselves and just to show up, be their authentic self, and not worry about everything being perfect, but just showing up and walking in with confidence and doing that with them just being their authentic self. Not trying to be anybody else, but just be their own self in their own uniqueness and watch their businesses flourish.
The next entrepreneur we'll hear from is Elizabeth Rivers, who's the owner and founder of Start With A Plan. Elizabeth is a photographer and graphic designer, and her business is a one-stop shop for product photography, business photography, graphic design services, and consulting for entrepreneurs. In this clip, Elizabeth shares what she's the most proud of about her business.
I started my career in the music industry, and I spent 6 years helping the dreams of other people. And I'm proud that this is my chance to fulfill my dreams and the dreams of other business owners. So working with public figures and somewhat celebrities, it came with a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. And people didn't see the other side of being a music industry professional, the stressful nights and the sleepless nights and the being up on release night and all those things. So I'm doing that for myself now. Those after hour grind time, the 9 to 5 after the 9 to 5, the 6 to 7,
yes,
that's all for me now. And I'm proud to say that I'm putting in that work that I put in for other people, yes, for myself and for other small businesses.
There's no better feeling than putting in work for your dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are fulfilled by working to make someone else's dream a reality. Mm-hmm. When you're an entrepreneur, I know that you can relate to just the desire to really want to put in work to make your dream a reality.
Right.
I love that for you.
Yes.
And I'm proud of you too.
Thank you.
So thank you for sharing. Last but not least, today we hear from Charlotte Grant, who was actually at the conference representing South Carolina Association for Community Economic Development, better known as SCASED. Charlotte shares advice to encourage entrepreneurs to collaborate as a means to grow and thrive.
The first piece of advice that I would give to entrepreneurs starting out is to not put yourself on an island. Mm-hmm. Coming to events like this, mixing and mingling, figuring out who you can work with, who you can learn with, who you can glean with out here. There are lots of resources to help businesses.
Yes.
So I would just say to position yourself. One of my mottos in life is that I'm a lifelong learner.
Ooh,
so I like to teach, but the thing that you gotta be open to is to always learn. And through networking, you'd be shocked at how much you can grow your businesses with other small minority businesses out here. Have a friend, Samtoria Holmes, and her business is Home Sweet Homes. And so she's a confectioner. That's what I'm talking about. Sam is upstate. She's from the Low Countries. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Sweet Home. And so she does a lot of business. She's in the business of creating desserts, like gluten-free pineapple brittles and those types of things. So she learned this from her grandmother down in the Low Country in Roundo. And many of her products are what's called South Carolina certified. So the items that she's getting are from small farms in South Carolina. So the butter be from this farm and the salt might be from this farm.
All homegrown from our land in South Carolina.
Yes, to create her South Carolina product.
Wow.
So, but then this year I found out when I called on her to make some things for our board of directors that she's dealing with another local confectioner in order to make like these hot chocolate boxes. So it's like upon growing herself, she's partnering with another business in order to...
It's helping them grow.
Yes. Oh, so when you create those partnerships, you'd be shocked at what the person next door to you does that can help make your business grow and expand and build up your market. So what you can do together as well as apart. But just my overall advice would be is just not to work in silos, to learn to work together, talk with each other, because this business may have found out how to do contracts and there are more contracts that are within your wheelhouse that you could get, because no one business can do it all by themselves.
All right, y'all, that is all for this conference episode mashup. I hope you all enjoyed these gems dropped by entrepreneurs at the conference. Huge shout out to the I Hope Women's Business Center who invited the Solopreneur Hustle podcast to be in the building. It was such an honor to be there and to connect with entrepreneurs. If you missed the conference and you're in South Carolina, I would definitely recommend visiting the Women's Business Center's website so you can see dates for future events coming up this year and maybe even joining their email list so you'll be the first to know about their conference for next year. And also, the entrepreneurs who were featured in this episode, those who shared their website with me, I'll put it down below in the description for this episode so that you can support them, support their businesses, and connect if you would like to. And you know what, y'all? This was my first live podcast, and I had so much fun. I would love to do more events like this. I was so nervous about this, you know, the audio, all the tech stuff, you know, but it ended up turning out really good, and it was obviously a learning experience for me with the tech and the audio. So I'll use what I learned here in this experience moving forward. This was definitely outside of my comfort zone because I'm used to podcasting in the comfort of my own home or with guests over Zoom or whatever. So this was outside of my comfort zone, but it was so much fun. If you know of other events for entrepreneurs where it makes sense for the Solopreneur Hustle to be there, to do some live podcasting, to talk to entrepreneurs about what's going on behind the scenes in their business, shoot me an email and invite me. I would love to be there. I don't care where it's at. It doesn't have to just be in South Carolina. Maybe I'll travel. And with that, I'll talk to you all in the next episode. I'll see y'all next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time.